Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. The universe that is made up of over 1 billion galaxies is expanding. That's the headline. Dr. Don DeYoung comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
There's a telescope that is tracking 35 million galaxies at one time.
Well, that is true, Jimmy. This telescope, yes, can look at multiple objects at the same time.
How many different galaxies in the entire universe?
Ours is the Milky Way galaxy, and a typical galaxy holds about 100 billion stars. And it's that very same number that we have for the observed galaxies. Then 100 billion galaxies are known. But anyway, to answer your number, yes, 100 billion galaxies.
100 billion, that's a B. That many galaxies, and the Lord only used 4 words, and the stars also. And the article seemingly was talking about dark energy that they are hunting out there.
As they look at these distant galaxies and measure their light, one thing that they'll tell them is the motion of these galaxies. That is, the universe is expanding. Surprise to astronomers, propose that there's some sort of force, which is the opposite of gravity. Instead of attracting, it's repelling and pushing the galaxies outward. And so they've called it dark energy. It's just a mysterious force, which is spreading the galaxies out, but in their Big Bang cosmology, there must be something ever increasingly pushing the galaxies outward. They call it dark energy.
Well, you're a creationist. Is indeed the universe expanding?
Jimmy, the universe does seem to be expanding outward. You know, I'm reminded of that verse over in Isaiah 42 where God says he made the universe and stretched them out. The universe is still large and getting larger. Now, I reject the whole Big Bang idea. God made this universe, again, in a dynamic situation with great distance. You create galaxies and just have them sitting still in space, then gravity would take over and everything would start to fall inward and we would have an unstable universe. So you need to have this outward motion really for a stable universe, the kind of cosmos that God made.
Dr. Don DeYoung explaining our ever-expanding universe. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Don DeYoung, who is a creationist, says that the universe must expand. That is according to the scriptures and according to the law of gravity. If this is not the case, we would have an unstable universe with 100 billion galaxies. As true as creation is and God as the creator, so is his plan for the end times and the future of this world. Revelation chapter 1 says that Jesus is the Alpha, the beginning, and also the Omega, the end. Bible prophecy, like creationism, is absolute. God is God. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...